Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 715 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. All right, now here's today's question from Jeanette.
Hi, Pat. This is Jeanette from CraftWack.com. It's an art and activity blog that I have. And I have a book that was just released called Tangle Art and Drawing Games for Kids. And while it's selling some copies and I'm proud of my achievement, I'm not sure what to do next with it. Do I just let it hang out and be a book I wrote? Or is there some way to leverage this and use it to move forward in my blogging career? Like, what would be a good next step to help monetize my site based on the book? Do I do spin-off ebooks, or I'm just curious to hear any ideas you might have. Thank you very much. And I am a major fan of your podcasts. Thanks, Pat.
Hey, Jeanette, thank you so much for your question. First of all, congratulations on your book. I think that's a great first step for a lot of people who are trying to go out there and build a brand, build a name for themselves, and eventually monetize their site. A book is a great way to build authority, but also it's a great tool for establishing relationships. It's a great tool for building an email list. It's a great tool for leading into potentially what could be other monetization strategies, which I'll get into in a second. But I want to talk about those first things that I talked about. So promoting yourself using your book, growing your email list, getting exposure. Obviously, if you're in the Amazon atmosphere, you're getting a little bit of that already. But what's cool is that when you have a book, you have a little bit more, I guess you could say, permission to ask to be a guest on other people's shows or to do guest posting. When you reach out to other bloggers because you have a book, it's going to be taken a little bit more seriously. So there's great opportunities for you to not even necessarily taking content in your book and repurposing it, but just establishing those relationships that you can then use to gain more exposure and get more people to buy your book, which is really cool. And then in your book, hopefully, if you haven't done this already, you can create a new version of your book. If it's an electronic version, it's going to be much easier, obviously, but you can update it so that there are copy, or there is copy in the book and calls to actions that will drive people toward a landing page that essentially gives them something in exchange for their email address. I do this with my book, Will It Fly? I've been able to collect, you know, over 10,000 email addresses from readers who have logged in and subscribed to a course that they get access to, so a free course that they get access to, and I've built that course using Teachable. It doesn't have to be a course. Some people have their audio be free, the audio version of their book be free in exchange for an email address because they know that they can build that email list quite fast that way. They often will put the call to action in some of the first few pages of the website because actually people look through the book before they buy it on Amazon. And if they see that call to action there in that preview, a lot of them are going to go and check out that thing that you have to offer in exchange for their email address. So why is the email address important? Well, you collect their email address so you can survey them, so you can have a conversation with them, so you can send them promotional emails, or you can let them know of new blog posts or new books that come out. So the email list is really going to be the driver of a lot of the monetization stuff that happens on your website. And using the book in combination with some of those promotional tactics like we talked about earlier, the podcast and the blog, I mean, you can build your list that way too. So again, all talking about list building right now. But then in terms of monetization, I mean, the book is really not going to, you know, make anybody rich. Quite typically, the book becomes the first step toward monetization strategies that can actually give you a lot of profit. For example, creating your own online course or creating a web summit. I don't know exactly what you do on your website, but it's kind of in the arts and craft arena, like you said. There's an episode of the Smart Passive Income podcast that you might want to listen to. That's episode 37 with our guest Lane Amon, who is in the scrapbooking industry. And she was able to use her connections and her network to create an online summit, which is essentially an event, but it's online that people can register for, and they pay X amount of dollars. I think the ticket price was over $100 for hers per ticket. And it would just be like you were at an event where people had their presentations and people can watch and take notes, and you can save those videos and share them with the customers of that event later. So that's pretty cool. And then the other thing that came to mind is something that you kind of briefly touched on, and that is creating new books. I know that the more product that you have, the easier it is to sell, because you'll have existing customers and you can offer them bonuses, you can create bundles and all these other things. Plus, in the Amazon atmosphere, you're going to have more opportunities for people to find you through different search terms, through different algorithmic opportunities, such as people who bought this book also bought this one, and those kinds of things. So the more stuff you have out there, definitely the more opportunity there is for you to be found. And then, of course, build your email list, like I said, and then get to a point where you can monetize your website. Now, I want to go back to one more thing before I finish up here, and that's the importance of actually surveying your audience, because you're going to have people who come through this book and on your email list, and they're going to have certain pains and problems and things that they're going to be interested in and potentially want to pay for. And you want to make sure that you pick the right one to start with. So I would potentially use a tool like SurveyMonkey to reach out to your email subscribers. But even before doing that, I would just have an email in your autoresponder sequence that says, hey, what can I help you with? Or if you went on the blog today and saw the perfect topic that would help you in what you're doing, what would that be today? Asking these questions in an automated fashion like this through your email subscribers allows you to collect all this information about the kinds of topics you can be creating products about, creating courses about, talking about on social media. It's exactly what your audience wants. So that way you won't ever have to guess anymore. It's exactly what they told you. So Jeanette, I hope this answers your question, or at least gives you some things to think about. Thank you so much again for your question. And to reward you, I want to give you an Ask Pat t-shirt. So as always, we give an Ask Pat t-shirt for free to anybody whose question gets featured here in the show. So Jeanette, you'll get an email from my assistant in the next month or so collecting that information so we could send that to you. And for anybody else out there, if you have a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, all you have to do is head on over to askpat.com and you can ask right there on that page. And lastly, and as always, we like to finish with a quote. And today's quote of the day comes from Robert Louis Stevenson. He says, "Don't judge each day by the harvest you reap, but by the seeds you plant." Go plant some seeds, people. Cheers. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.